AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. A defense of the coalition's fight against Islamic State extremists from the commander-in-chief in a rare visit to the Pentagon.
After a weekend of ramped-up airstrikes in Syria, the president came here to the Pentagon to get a progress report on a fight he says will not be quick against an eager enemy.
ISIL is opportunistic. And it is nimble.
Not just on the battlefield, but here in the homeland, where the president warned of efforts to inspire Americans to carry out lone wolf attacks, calling those and ones waged by small terror cells complex and hard to detect.
And that means that we're going to have to pick up our game to prevent these attacks.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A deadline looms for negotiators in Vienna as they continue to try to hammer out an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. At the State Department, spokesman John Kirby says the goal continues to be an agreement that keeps Tehran from developing a nuclear weapon.
We're either going to get a good deal, a deal that meets the parameters in April from Luzon, that meets our national security requirements, that prevents Iran from all the pathways to nuclear weapons capability, or there won't be a deal.
Oil prices dipped today in part on the uncertainty over an Iran deal. There are also concerns about Greece and its financial future. Bill Cosby's lawyers didn't want his deposition in a 2005 sexual assault case to be made public because it might embarrass him. The AP has gotten approval from the courts to see Cosby's deposition. In it, he admits to obtaining Quaaludes with the intent of giving the drug to women he wanted to have sex with. He says he gave the drug to at least one woman and to some other people. The Confederate flag may be coming down from the statehouse grounds in Columbia, South Carolina. This is State Senator Marlon Kimpson.
The gravity of the nation and the world is watching us. This is our moment to live our creed.
This is AP Radio News. Nearly 3 weeks after making controversial remarks about Mexican immigrants, Donald Trump is changing his tune, at least slightly.
The Trump statement says many fabulous people come in from Mexico and our country is better for it. He also says the Mexican government is, in his words, forcing their most unwanted people into the United States, among them criminals, rapists, drug dealers, etc. The characterization of Mexican immigrants as drug dealers and rapists when he announced for president last month has torn through Trump's businesses. Univision, NBC, Televisa and Macy's have cut ties with Trump, and many stars have withdrawn from the Miss USA pageant, which he partly owns. Warren Levinson, New York.
In Ecuador today, Pope Francis celebrated an outdoor mass and spoke of the importance of family.
Familia es la primera escuela de los
Francis
niños.
Has dedicated the first 2 years of his pontificate to family issues, giving weekly catechism lessons on a variety of aspects of family life. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.